Hola, mi. She's your private fatter. Okay. Carry on. Okay, what do you want to say?
Saying to her that Leela Smaran is topmost.
Okay, so don't you want the best?
No, I'm saying
We are not at that level
that
today.
preaching is that it is like almost like the only way that it is like to become a manjari, you need to go this way only. And there are like different sadhus who are somebody's bhajanamandi. And somebody just do Navavidya. So how to find your own way?
What do you want to do? Where is your taste? Where is your attraction?
But it is not important. Like you can do all Navavidya
It's important to engage in the service of Krishna. This is the purpose of human life. This is Sri Krishna. However you can do it comfortably and with attention and absorption, that's what you do. If you can be absorbed in chanting Hare Krishna and Kirtan, then do Kirtan day and night. You can be absorbed in Krishna by studying Shastra, reading Shastra, read Shastra day and night. You can be absorbed in Krishna by studying books, reading books, then read books. You be absorbed, remember, absorption in Krishna is the main thing. Yam Yam, 8th chapter of Gita, verse 6. Yam Yam Vabhi Sram Bhavam, Tyaja Janati Kaliram, Tam Tam Aveti Kontaya, Sadatad Bhava Bhavita. Sadatad Bhava. From moment to moment, we should be absorbed in Krishna. Because then when death comes, we'll think of Krishna. Everything we're doing is to prepare for the final examination. No matter what you're doing, for sure, one who's taken birth, death is certain. This is the verse from Gita. So death is only successful if we remember Krishna while we're alive. So many people are doing Vaidhi Sadhana, so many people are preaching, so many people are doing meditation, so many people are doing so many things. But you have to do what, you have to liberate yourself by being absorbed in bhakti. And it should be comfortable. It says, Anukhyena Krishna. The definition of pure bhakti is given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, verse 11, in Mangalacharan, beginning of the book by Rupa Goswami. What is it? Amiyabhidashita Shunyam, Gyanakarma Adinavritam, Anukhyena Krishna, Shinam Bhakti. It says, Anukhyena Krishna. Anukhyena Krishna. The seva should be favorable to Krishna. It should be favorable to Krishna, and should be favorable to you also. It's not only favorable, it's anukulya, Krishna anukulya, and Sri Atma anukulya. It should be favorable to you. You're an Atma, Krishna Paramatma, he's the Supreme. So it says Krishna anukulya, it should be favorable to you. And what is favorable to you? You have to talk to your guru. When I initiate devotees, I discuss their bhajan individually with them. I say, what do you like to do? Do you like to chant? Do you like to study? What is your idea about bhajan? And try to work out a bhajan program for each individual that they're going to be able to be absorbed in Krishna. This is the keynote. This is the whole function of everything we're doing, is to be absorbed in Krishna. They say, we really like to read. I say, okay, read all day. Chant four rounds a day. Bhajan. So we like to chant, okay, chant 64 rounds a day. I have people chanting 64 rounds, I have people chanting 4, I have people chanting 16. They're all different things, depending on individual. You have to find that ruchi, that thing that drives me forward, that I really like. That'll absorb your mind, and that will liberate you. Wherever your mind is absorbed, that will give you liberation. I mean, Krishna, not in Maya. The bhakti mark is very wide. Very wide. The bhakti mark is totally subjective, individual. There's one Krishna and one Radharani for every single bhakta. There's one spiritual world for every single bhakta. How about that? That's how individual it is. Because it's a plane of consciousness. Your consciousness enters into that spiritual consciousness, probably called the spiritual sky. And you look at the star, look in the sky at night on a clear winter night, you see millions of stars. They're all situated in one sky. So in the spiritual sky, there's millions of spiritual, it's called parakashtas. Parakashta means spiritual compartments. And in that one compartment is you and your Guru Varg and your own Radhakrishna, your own Manjari Sakhi, your own spiritual entourage, everything there. Narada Muni proves this point when he went to Dwarka. He went into 16,000 palaces. Every palace he saw one Vasudeva, one Devaki, one Daruka, one Balaram, one Rohini. The only thing that was different in each palace was one queen. There were 16,108 spiritual, individual spiritual worlds in Dwarka. There's one spiritual world for every queen. One Krishna, one Devaki, one Vasudeva. Jai Shri Radhe. I'm glad you came back. I have a gift for you also.
Thank you.
As a class. Jai Shri Jai Radhe. Hey, get some, yeah, is there a mat there? Okay, good. So, fan's working? Okay.